This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Harum Helmi. A Colombia lawyer says a local ordinance that treats marijuana possession as a municipal violation isn't being followed by Boone County Sheriff's deputies patrolling within city limits. In 2004, Colombia residents voted to amend a city ordinance and treat possession of up to 35 grams of marijuana as a misdemeanor. Violators are usually released with a summons to appear in court rather than placed under arrest. But the Columbia-based Missouri Civil Liberties Association says the sheriff and the county prosecutor are disregarding the intent of city voters. Columbia attorney Dan Veet says sheriff's officers are instead arresting pot users in the city under more stringent state laws and not downgrading those cases to municipal status. The sheriff and prosecutor did not immediately respond to requests for comments on Thursday. A low-flying military jet from a western Missouri Air Force base clipped several power lines, but officials said no injuries were reported. The A-10 Thunderbolt military jet from Whiteman Air Force Base hit several power lines that crossed Stockton Lake near Bona, about 30 miles northwest of Springfield. A-10 Thunderbolts are single-seat twin-engine attack jets. Crews have been working to mark the area in the lake to keep boaters away from submerged power lines. MU officials announced today $23 million in upgrades for Swallow and Jesse Halls, two buildings on the Francis Quadrangle. Swallow Hall is set to be vacated May 2014 and Jesse Hall beginning in March 2014. The renovations will take about 1 year. Jesse Hall will receive a sprinkler and fire alarm system, a second elevator, and an updated heating and cooling system. Swallow Hall's renovation could yield up to 5,000 more square feet of classroom, lab, and office space. MU spokesperson Christian Basie says the project provides an opportunity to improve academic and research buildings for the growing university.
And we're doing it in such a way that we hope it will get rid of some of the backlog of deferred maintenance that's been on our list.
The project also includes decommissioning Pickard Hall. Unused parts of the building contain leftover radiation from experiments in the 1900s. With the hall vacated, researchers will attempt to mitigate the remaining radiation. Operations of the three vacated buildings will resume in temporary locations. KBIA News will still be broadcast from Jesse Hall, but the newsroom will temporarily be relocated. Missouri motorcycle riders had several favorable bills sent to Governor Jay Nixon during this year's legislative session, but a big priority still did not pass. Lawmakers passed bills that would declare May Motorcycle Awareness Month and would prevent police from setting up motorcycle-only checkpoints. But a push to allow motorcycle riders age 21 and older to forego helmets stalled before lawmakers adjourned last week. Opponents argue waiving the helmet requirement would reduce safety and increase medical costs. For KBIA News, I'm Harum Helmi.